You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook wants you to share things, be open. In China, the internet doesn't work that way. It's heavily censored. Makes you wonder about a rumored collaboration between Facebook and the Chinese search engine Baidu, which is basically the Google of China. If Facebook is open and China is closed, whose rules would a joint venture play by? That's what Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois wants to know. He sent a letter this week to Baidu asking what the company plans to do about protecting freedom of expression and privacy. Durbin says the letter was inspired by a recent trip.
I just returned from China, and while I was there, I tried to make access through their internet facilities, the Baidu network, and to see what came up, to find out what kind of access there might be to issues that could be controversial in China. Unfortunately, there's virtually no access, as we know it in the United States, to some of the more controversial issues, such as Tiananmen Square.
And why does this matter to Americans?
Well, I think it comes down to the basic thing that we're trying to achieve in this world. We're trying to stand for some values that are consistent nation to nation. And particularly when they involve American companies, I think we have a vested interest in trying to encourage the right activity by American companies and the right example for other countries to follow.
Should standards of behavior be different for, say, a Facebook or another online social network as opposed to Apple, who uses Chinese labor to build its products?
Well, I think we have to look at this carefully because there are various roles of each of these companies. But it comes down to this. You take a look at the social networking that is going on in this country and then apply it to the Arab nations that are going through Arab Spring and watch what's happening there. Whether we're talking about Facebook or Twitter, you're finding that this really is an engine for communication and for assembly that really gets to the heart of who we are as Americans. Our First Amendment to the Constitution dealt with these fundamental issues of speech and press and assembly and religion. And what we're saying here when we get into these social networking issues on a global basis is we think that these principles should be honored and the United States should fight to protect them around the world.
Durbin is preparing legislation that would require U.S. tech companies to protect basic human rights or face liability. Baidu is based in China, but it's traded in U.S. markets, and two of its five directors are Americans. So Durbin says Baidu would be subject to such a law. And he says the political timing is right to get a law like this passed.
I can tell you the Arab Spring has made this a much more viable issue. People, we talked about censorship in China in a hearing a year ago on my human rights subcommittee. But now that people have seen how Twitter and Facebook and others have been able to be used to really gather together the people of a country to speak in a way that used to be done in a cruder, more limited fashion, I think there's an appetite for us to really move these principles around the world.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
Actual farms were the inspiration for the Facebook game Farmville.
Sure. Farmville is where you have a pretend farm and pretend cows and pretend sheep, and then you need to obsessively take virtual care of them.
But now Farmville is the inspiration for an actual farm. It's called the Wimple Farm. It's in England, and it will be overseen by people online. So you have to sign up, pay a fee, and then you can vote on crops, livestock, and you have to make environmental decisions. It's like a farm game, but for real.
It's
for realsies.
It's like a game, but not a game at all. Now, I don't know farming, but I do know internet people. They're just going to stock this whole place with kittens.
All the pigs will get letters from Nigerian princes.
The cows will all join Facebook and just spend their time poking each other. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org /bookclub.